acquiring more things for people to take care of after I've gone to heaven.
After that. Yeah, my wife and I talk about it. I have a lot of stuff I say from all my hobbies, and when I'm gone, none of my family wants any of that stuff. I actually have a couple friends who will probably inherit it, because they have the interest, but my kids, they're not into this stuff. Not into the radio, not into the computer, not into woodworking. I play a lot of tabletop games, so I have a lot of stuff around that. So yeah, I'll leave a lot behind, but I do enjoy shopping a deal. I love flea markets. I love AmFest for that reason alone. I'm also gonna I'm sharing a table with Mike and 2MAK. We're gonna sell some stuff. I got like a lot of people. I got a lot of handhelds that I probably don't need, and maybe a couple too many HF radios. So I think I'm gonna put a few out there, and I'm gonna put a couple antennas that I make out there to see if anybody's interested in buying them. They're pretty reasonable. Priced, in my opinion. I've been building these coil shortened portable verticals similar to an AX3 or if you've heard of the Shuffle K Mini. They are 4-foot antennas with a coil on them, but they do okay, right? For portable bob, especially for CW, you're going out and doing a boda. These things just like snap onto a picnic table or a chair, and you can work the world.
WD2KAO. Well, that sounds fantastic, Jeff. But, yeah, if the propagation is in your favor, you can work them with a wet noodle. That's what I say about 6 meters when the sporadic E is open. Boy, there's some huge signals, and you can work a lot with very, very, very little artillery.
For sure. My first like real test drive with it, I threw everything in a backpack. With my 817 5-watt radio, and took a bike ride out to Henrietta Park and set up. I got 13 contacts in about 45 minutes, which, you know, it's not pile up, but Spain, Germany, and Slovenia, if you know Yanez, he's always out there. That was a pretty cool experience on a 4-foot antenna.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And we say it all the time, if you had fun, then you won. And you get out there and you get some fresh air and make some contact. The bands haven't been all that great, so when you're making these contacts with some modest antennas, you got to feel real good about it, because all in all, bands have not been all that great.
I agree with you there. I have found early mornings around 8 o'clock very good for 40 meters, and right now around 4 p.m., 5 p.m., 20 meters has been decent, especially for European contacts. I can get 2 or 3 contacts, but I always like to push myself. I get a better thrill out of QRP contacts, you know, 5, 10 watts on various antennas, but just getting those contacts, it just feels more of an achievement than throwing 100 watts and the greatest antenna in the world out there. Everybody else can do that already, so why not make it a challenge? So, but yeah, evenings around 6 p.m., you're pretty good in 20 meters.
Yeah, and of course over there it's 11 o'clock, midnight, 1 o'clock, you know, depending on where these folks are, you know, the UK is +5, and France is +6, and, Turkey and Israel and whatever are +7 for us and whatever. So, yeah, and a lot of the Europeans staying up burning the midnight oil, the oil to work the X. Well, I'll run the SFT on 20. I normally put my... Turn my beam to the southwest when I do that. I'm more interested in the stateside stuff, I guess. Not to say that some Europeans will call me off the back of the beam, and that's fine. And I run 100 watts, the Kenwichi S590S. The SFT is around 20 words a minute. Normally I run about 22. The rhythm is a little bit more suitable for me. It's name and state, or name and province, or name and DX for an hour just to have fun.
Yeah, for sure. And I go stateside as well, right? Usually around that time, Colorado, Utah, Oregon, like that area opens up for me. I made a couple of Colorado and Utah contacts recently on, I don't know if you've heard of this, Pebble HF radio. It's like the latest low-cost radio. It's $50. There's a little bit of assembly. You got to wrap two toroids, solder them to the board, and then solder on some chunky pieces like the power plug and the audio jack.
All the surface mount components are already mounted, but the big trawler kit, throw it together, and it's a 5-watt, 20 meters only radio. It does CW or SSB. You can do digital both because it does SSB. I've been making a lot of long distance contacts with that at 5-watt. It's been pretty fun. I mean, it's audio quality isn't it isn't Kenwood level, right? It's not Icon level, but it's okay, and it's fun to do that challenge. This is KE2ELI for
WB2KAO. There's all kinds of equipment out there. I had no idea what it all is, but that sounds like fun. And $50. I mean, where the hell are you going for $50? Hell, I just spent $64 plus 20% down to Mel's Diner here.
You can't get dinner for $50 too many places. It was worth the messing around, and it's very lightweight and small. Fit in a small backpack. It'll power with USB if you're okay with 1 watt. You can plug it into your phone and power it from that. But I put it on a regular 12-volt battery, and it worked all right. I mean, again, it's not a contesting radio. And you want to get serious, you're going to want something with a signal processing and all the fancy stuff. But nonetheless, I get a huge charge out of that kind of stuff. This is kind of throw in a small bag. I got a QMX, and it's even smaller. And that one's 5-watt with that polar modulation that's supposed to, I don't know, be the equivalent of 10-watt. And that does a really good job as well. I got a small bag that's less than a foot long and probably about 3 inches thick that I put all the batteries and antenna, everything I need in this little bag, just grab and go.
Well, it sounds like a real nice setup there for Kubota or just for whatever. You know, go out and have some fun. Well, Jeff, I'm going to wish you a good afternoon and evening, and enjoy your weekend, you and Messi. But you got to tell me what kind of dogs you have. We have four dogs here. We have three Chihuahuas and a Shih Tzu. We had a Golden Retriever here. We've had three Golden Retrievers in our marriage, and they've all succumbed to cancer. And Kelly was the latest one. But we have little dogs, and we enjoy them.
The two Chihuahuas, Nano and Minnie, they are 14 years old now. They are brother and sister. We went out to a place to get a dog, and they were the last two left, and we had a hard time pulling them away from each other, so we said we'll take both. And like I said, we've had them for 14 years, and they're good to us. I would say they're not good to everyone else. They're not fans of strangers or even less familiar people, but yeah, they're my pals.
Yeah, they are definitely one family dog. And we just acquired, Cheryl and I drove out to Ashtabula, Ohio. We just acquired a 3-year-old Chihuahua, Kiki. She is definitely mommy's dog, which is what my wife wanted. And so I am definitely happy for her. And I sit on the couch, and the Shih Tzu and Merlin, one of the male Chihuahuas, they always sit with me. And Mac, he just kind of hangs out in his bed, and whatever. But yeah, it's all good. It's all good. We enjoy the fur babies. We have two cats here too. So you have a good one. Just curious on your final. I'm just wondering where you're located. You just got an excellent signal. Sounds like you're right under the tower.
Honey, I'm let's see here. Upper Road is the sign. I'm pretty close to Hamlin, New York right now. So I'd say probably about 30 or 40 miles from the repeater. I'm running a Yaesu at 50 watts, which probably helps as well. But it's just, it's just a magnetic mount on the roof. So you have a great day, my friend. It's great catching up with you, and I'm sure I'll talk to you soon.
I'm sure, my friend. Health and happiness to you and your family, and that's really great that you and Ron are going to try this net. And first run at Thursday the 18th, the trial run there at 8:30. The 25th is our wedding anniversary, 35 years. So I definitely won't be around that evening, but that's fine. Family always comes first. WB2KAO. See you later, Jeff. Always nice to chat with you. Bye bye now.
7-3 is Tim, and we'll make sure to wish you a happy anniversary on Thursday.
Thursday the 25th. Yeah. Take care now.
WB2KAO from WBHDX. Happy Admiration Day, Jeff.
This is
Billy. WBHAPX, WB2KAO. Good afternoon to you, sir. How are you?
Doing very well, Tim. Thank you.
Yeah, just relaxing here now.
I was on the road all morning, starting with an 8 o'clock appointment up at Grease Auto Care. Get what I call it for the van. There's been a sign of some very minor leakage, and they couldn't quite pinpoint it. Cleaned up and gonna have to. Oh, then I ran a bunch of Billy errands after that. Yeah, got home just before noon, so I had a full morning, Jim. What have you been up to?
Well, about 12:30 or so, we went down to Mel's, and I took Cheryl and Gail out for dinner, and that was real good. And that's been about it. I listened to a program on WRUR that Danny McHugh had recommended. Dave Kane, who worked at CMF for many, many years, was sitting in on this program this morning from 9 to noon, so I listened to that a little bit. I enjoyed that. So, yeah, just going to run the CW hour from 4 to 5 and just kind of got some music on in the background here and kind of hanging out here, enjoying the 72-degree AC in the house here.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That really sounds like you had a good day so far. Yeah, I'm glad you're enjoying the music, and
excellent.
Well, I've got round two of the PGA golf tournament on right now, and at first I thought I wasn't going to be able to see any baseball tonight, but it turns out that there is going to be a game on the MLB network, I think starting at 6:30, White Sox and Phillies. And the late game on right after that on the same channel. So, of course, I'll be sound asleep by then. Anyway, so we'll have something to watch tonight.
Yeah, I imagine the Yankees and Red Sox are probably on Apple TV or something like that. I know the Red Sox are playing the Yankees and Rocks. I think the Phillies have been doing quite a bit better. Let me just check standings. Alexa, what are the standings in the National League East? Atlanta Braves in first. Well, things are bunched up pretty good. The Mets are 8 games over 500, 27-35. You see, the Red Wings are like 15 games over 500.
Oh, they have been doing exceptionally well, haven't they?
Yeah, they won last night, 7-1. Yeah, they've taken the first three games out in Lehigh Valley. Yeah, they are really playing some great ball. Looking forward to down there with you on Friday the 19th. 2 weeks from from tonight.
Yeah, and we'll see what we can do to Toledo, huh?
Yeah, they got a 2-week homestand, Worcester and Toledo. Yeah, we're going to see them play Mudhead. Well, Billy, I'm going to say all the best to you. I'm going to sit back and relax here a little bit, let you do the same, and I'll be listening to that 69 survey tomorrow. I'll be around tomorrow, and I'm sure I'll catch you. I know you'll be home, so I'll be giving you a call around 5 or a little after 5, and we'll listen to the top 5 live together.
Well, plans have changed. I was expecting to be home until the gathering of all the incoming relatives until Sunday. But no, Robin says, come on over tomorrow. So, stay overnight and then enjoy the big get-together with all the relatives on Sunday. So I'll probably be here till about, I'm guessing, probably somewhere around 3 o'clock. So. But, if it's going to be about 5 o'clock, I'll be settled in over there, so you can still give me a call.
Okay, so there won't be a gathering then tomorrow afternoon or evening then, right? You're gonna be out there, but it's just gonna be you and Robin and maybe Grant or whatever. But that would be okay then to give you a call then tomorrow afternoon then around 5 then, right?
That'll be fine. No, tomorrow's travel day for everybody. They're coming like from Virginia and
various spots in Virginia and possibly New York City. One of the relatives, I think her older sister lives down there. So they're coming in from all different areas, Jim. But tomorrow's their travel day, and, you know, so they'll be traveling. And then having to settle in into the place that they rented for the week tomorrow. So, yeah, there won't be any visits at Robbins tomorrow, but there's definitely a plan to get together Sunday for everybody. Just not sure what the official start time is yet, but that's what's happening.
Not very good, Bill. Well, I'll catch you. I'll catch you, you know, whenever. I'll catch you probably on the radio, and then, yeah, for the top five for this, you know, early June of 69. So, take care, buddy. WDHAPX, W2KAO. Have a good afternoon and evening. Take care, Bill.
Thank you. You have a good afternoon and evening as well, and looking forward to your call tomorrow. So, wish you all the best, Tim. WB2KAO, WBHAPX. So, see ya.
73.
Yeah, WB2KAO from NY1US.
Go ahead, Norm.
Trying to give you a little heads up. I found a new oldies channel. It's called the True Oldies Channel. And if you ask Alexa to play the True Oldies Channel on iHeartRadio, it will play all oldies from the 60s, 70s, mostly 60s, so I've heard so far. And Scott Shannon, the disc jockey, is running it. And he treats it just like an old-time top 40 station.
Five in South Wales, NY.
Mostly clear at 85 degrees. Oh, very good. I will check this out. Alexa, play True Oldies from iHeartRadio. Yep, and it came right up. Very good, Norm. And Ross is calling me over on Flower City.
Very good. I'll let you get to Ross. I just wanted to give you that info. I thought you might enjoy it.
I've got it on right now. Thanks, Norm. You and Pam, take care. We'll be in touch over the weekend, of course. WB2KAO.
Absolutely. Thank you. Take care, you guys. And we'll catch you later. WB2KAO, NY1US is clear with you. And KECVLI, are you still tripping me?
NY1US, WBAJPX. I'll say a quick hello to you.
Hi, Bill. BHAPX and NY1US returning. So how are you doing today? It's pretty nice. So went in the car, was going out in the car today, had to pick up my new glasses, and now I can see again.
Well, that's got to make you feel good. Excellent. Yeah, I spent all morning out running errands and getting the car checked, and you know, I'm just relaxing. So I finished doing anything important today, so there you go. Well, good. Listen, I'll let you go. Just wanted to say hello. It's been a while since we touched base, but everything's going well here, and I trust the same for you, so, and good for the new glasses. So say hello to Pam, and enjoy the rest of the day and the weekend there, Norm. NY1US, WBHAPX.
Thanks, Bill, and you have fun on the weekend with Robin and your party on Sunday. So take care and have a good one. WBHAPX, NY1US, will be clear.
Thanks, Norm 73.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.